Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
So I've got some exciting news to share with you. Just a few days ago, we launched a new podcast called Verdict with Ted Cruz. This week, the senator is coming straight from the Capitol after the impeachment trial to a studio in Washington, D.C., and we will be giving you a behind-the-scenes look into what's happening with impeachment. So if you want to know the real story about what's going on, come check out the show. You cannot get closer to the impeachment trial than that. I'm about to play for you a quick teaser from our most recent episode last night. Here you go. Senator, let me get this straight. House Democrats are impeaching the president for threatening to withhold money from Ukraine if they didn't investigate Joe Biden for threatening to withhold money from Ukraine if they didn't stop investigating his son for corruption. Is that about right?
That's about right.
We'll get into it. This is Verdict with Ted Cruz. Welcome back to Verdict with Ted Cruz. I'm Michael Knowles, joined by the man himself, straight from the Capitol and the impeachment trial. Senator, I want to get into Burisma, Ukraine, Hunter Biden, this really opaque story at the heart of impeachment.
Yep.
Before I do that, though, I want to brag and congratulate you on becoming a rising podcast star, because this podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, is now in the top 10 podcasts in the world after just two episodes. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, and thank you to the great job you're doing, and thank you to everyone who's subscribed and downloaded. I will say, driving from the Capitol over here, I was talking to my daughter Caroline, who's 11, and I was kind of excited about it, and I tried to brag to her about it, and she's like, "Dad, I really don't care." So it didn't. I don't know that 11-year-olds are our target audience.
You know, maybe 11-year-olds are not our target audience. I think the real thing we can brag about is not even just being in the top 10 in the world. We're beating Ben Shapiro. That's a big win. Personally, I have to text him. Anyway, that's talk about turning lemons into lemonade for this absolutely tedious impeachment trial. Really, maybe we can get something out of this, because I think people's eyes are glazing over when we talk about impeachment and Burisma and Hunter Biden and Ukraine, and it's just so opaque. So I want you to break that down. First, did anything significant happen today?
So I actually think today was a very significant day in terms of this impeachment trial, because today the House Democrats effectively threw Joe Biden under the bus. I don't know if they did so deliberately, but that's the effect of what they did today.
How so?
Well, they doubled down on something they had started yesterday in Adam Schiff's opening statement. The House Democrats, the House managers, they built their entire case on the proposition that investigating Burisma, this Ukrainian natural gas company, is completely unfounded, completely without merit, is a sham, is bogus. There's no basis whatsoever.
And Burisma is the Ukrainian natural gas company that Joe Biden's son worked for, that
was on the board of.
That he was on the board of, and we'll get into all that. Yep. They're saying that any call to investigate this well-known corrupt natural gas company is baseless, and it's just a way for President Trump to get a leg up on Joe Biden in the election.
So yesterday, Adam Schiff began in his opening laying out that standard, that it was a fraud, that it was a sham, it was bogus. And today—
Adam Schiff, I don't want to be too slow about it.
He is the lead House manager for the Democrats.
Yes. Do you know, the reason I have to clarify who he is, there was just a question on Jeopardy where they asked who this man was, and it was a picture of Adam Schiff. Nobody got it right. So Adam Schiff is leading the impeachment charge in the Senate trial right now.
That is absolutely right. So he laid this out yesterday.
Okay.
Today, the House managers spent I think, over an hour, trying to make the case that there was no reason to investigate Burisma, that the only possible reason to want to investigate it is for nefarious political purposes, because you want to smear your political opponent. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, that is, number one, ridiculous. It's just ridiculous on its face. And actually, this show, we're going to talk a lot about the substance of it.
Yeah.
But number two, the consequence of that is the media's got to talk about Burisma as much as they don't want to. They've got to talk about the evidence of Joe Biden's corruption. But it also means that when President Trump's lawyers get to present their case, starting on Saturday, that right at the heart of it is now going to be, this is the evidence of Joe Biden and Burisma's corruption.
So the Democrats, by talking about why we don't need to talk about Burisma, have inadvertently made us all talk about Burisma.
To listen to the rest, go check it out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen. If you like it, we'd love for you to review it and share it with your friends. That's Verdict with Ted Cruz.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.